Noah. He's in Hebrews chapter 11.
Answers with Ken Ham, a popular speaker on the topic of creation and evolution. Hebrews chapter 11, Ken, is known as the great faith chapter. So obviously Noah must have been a great man of faith to be mentioned here in that chapter, right?
Yes, and what a man Noah must have been. Let me read Hebrews 11 verse 7 to you. By faith Noah, being warned of God of things not seen as yet, moved with fear, prepared an ark to the saving of his house, by the which he condemned the world and became heir of the righteousness which is by faith. Have you ever thought about the incredible faith of Noah? He built an enormous ship on dry land. He had to believe that a global flood would occur. He had to have faith that God would send animals to board the ship. And he had to believe that God would take care of them in the ark. Wow. And then what about this? He and his family had to go through the doorway of the ark and believe that God would shut the door for them. What a lesson for us all. To me, the verse that sums up Noah's life is in Genesis chapter 7 and verse 5. And Noah did according unto all that the Lord commanded him. Do you believe God's word as Noah did?
We'll provide more answers to your questions about the book of Genesis on our popular website. For example, how does the Bible explain dinosaurs? Well, look us up on our attractive and easy-to-use website, AnswersRadio.com. Look for Ken's booklet on dinosaurs at AnswersRadio.com.